and welcome to the final ever episode of another episode of Title Unavailable. In this episode, we will be spoiling. I don't normally have to give spoiler warnings, but
yeah,
this will be completely
spoilery. Yeah.
So
for Avengers Endgame, so if you want to watch it, don't listen. Just go and watch it and come back, because
yep,
we'd hate it if we were spoiled before we got to watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But you should definitely see it.
You should go and see it, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Go and see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts?
Absolutely bloody fantastic.
It's best film I have ever seen in my life.
Brilliant.
I had seen a comment on Facebook saying it was the best film that anyone's ever seen, or best Avengers film ever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh god, because as soon as somebody puts that idea in your head,
it hypes up for you.
It's never as good as...
Is what you think? Aye.
No, it was amazing.
Aye, it was absolutely brilliant. Oh man, it was just awesome.
Do you know, can I just...
To be honest, actually, the beginning was a wee bit... I mean, the beginning was, it was good, the whole film was brilliant, but like the beginning, if I'd have a bad bit of the film.
What, you mean the bit where they killed Thanos?
Like that whole bit,
that was
like,
good?
No, just like the beginning just felt very, I don't know, just a wee bit slow.
Maybe.
Just felt that way, it wasn't really, but it felt, that's the problem, my only gripe with the film at all, is that bit. Like, it's just the beginning, it's just a wee bit, mm-hmm.
The thing is as well,
mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the 10 years worth of films,
mm-hmm.
the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what else, Agent Carter,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't seen all that, all the... There's like loads of Easter eggs that you will miss.
Yeah.
And I've got a friend who's going to see it, who's only watched a few of the movies.
Aye.
So they're like, they won't get in it. Yeah, it's going to get really kind of... You miss a lot, yeah, that's all.
Aye.
You miss a lot.
You don't miss the story, but you miss like wee extra bits and mm-hmm. who people are and what's going on. But oh man, it is so good.
I liked how they went, every single person that I've spoke to goes, I know who's going to wield the gauntlet, it's going to be Hulk, it's going to be Cap, Cap's going to wield,
that must have been the best bit of that whole film.
No,
loved that.
No, the best bit of the film, and I was getting so emotional at it, was when they all came together. For that battle scene.
Oh, when like they were all coming through the portals and all that.
Every single one of them came through. That's just like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. There was lots of kind of,
so awesome.
It was all Easter eggs, so you do need to kind of go back. Mm-hmm. So the only one they didn't really use that I thought they were going to use was before we get started. Does anyone want to go out?
Aye, I thought they were going to do that.
I thought they were going to use that.
I thought it was clever how they sort of suggested that and then was like,
yep.
Elytra. Just take it. I thought that was great.
I know.
Oh, then he's fighting himself and, oh man, it's just so good.
I could never do that.
What, fight yourself?
No, go back in time.
Why not?
Because I just want to go, by the way, this happens and this happens and this happens and this happens.
But you're not stupid. Well, actually, as he pointed out in this film, it doesn't make any difference.
I don't quite understand how they work the time thing out.
What do you mean, what, like, changing stuff?
Yeah, like, it doesn't... I understand how they done it, but... It just...
I know, it was a wee bit... Basically, the way they explain time travel was totally different for every other film that does time travel. They're like, yeah, if you affect the past, it doesn't... If, like, you change the past, it doesn't change the present. Because you've went back into the past, which is technically the future, so mm-hmm. your current present is then by the past. And, oh, it just gets confusing the way they said it, but, like...
I know.
Basically, you
can't understand it at that point, but I thought, yeah, later on it's going to make more sense. And it did.
Yeah.
Then she done the whole timeline thing.
Aye, aye.
I thought she was a bad person. Was she not?
No, she was never bad.
Did she not turn bad?
No, no. The bad thing about her is she's using the dark dimension thing to keep herself...
Keep herself alive.
Aye, keep herself immortal and the rest of it. And that was the bad part about her. But she was doing that so she could, you know, protect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a balance.
Right.
So she wasn't actually bad. But she, she was doing the bad thing.
Yeah.
But, no, I thought it was cool they brought her back in it. I don't know about Professor Hulk.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't really like him.
I think if they'd done,
he's funny.
If they'd done an origin story.
Uh-huh. Well, they did. That's all the other films with Hulk.
No.
What do you mean, like how they created him?
They created that whole film where they battled the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going, and 6 months later we're together.
Yeah. What was that, a year and a half? Actually.
Yeah. No, they said like 6 months.
No, he said it took a year and a half to... Well, no, 18 months was it not, he said?
I don't know. Something, anyway.
Well, that is a year and a half, what am I talking about? Yeah, he said it was a year and a half to be experimenting to get it to work, but... I thought Hulk was funny.
I loved that.
And I thought it was funny when he's like taking a picture with the Wayans and he's like dabbing and just the whole film, he's making wee jokes and things. I thought that was funny, but... I just didn't quite like the character. You know what I mean? I was just like, you're just a bit annoying. I liked the whole that Tony had his kid and Pepper and they were away.
As soon as I seen that kid, I thought this guy's gonna die.
Aye. Yeah.
Definitely gonna die. I thought there was gonna be a transition scene between him and Spider-Man.
What do you mean a transition?
Like, it's on you now.
Aye.
Or like, yeah, you know, it's up to you, you know, keep everyone together and
aye,
something like that.
No, I loved it when Spider-Man's holding the gauntlet and then Captain Marvel's like, what went up to him going like, and he's like, she's like, hey, he's like, yeah, I'm Peter Parker. She's like, oh, hey, Peter Parker. You got something for me? I just liked that exchange. It just sounded brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh,
that battle scene was pretty awesome. It did run really well, and they were right to run it for 3 hours.
Yeah, like, I think. Oh, that as well. Did not feel it 3 hours.
No, it did for me.
For the whole film, I was like, it didn't feel long, it didn't feel too long, and it was definitely not too short.
Yeah.
But, like, I wasn't sitting there going, oh my god, we've got another hour left, or the rest of it. Do you know what it felt like? It felt like every other film that I've enjoyed. And you get to the end of it and you go, oh man, I wish that hadn't ended.
Mm-hmm.
When this ended, I was happy with it ending. Like, everything was done.
Yep.
Whereas, like, other films, like, you get it and you're like, oh man, I could have done with an extra 20 minutes of that thing happening and doing that. And, you know, sometimes you rush it at the end. That's just... Yeah. Oh.
The way it worked in was really good. And I think that... See, for me, everything that I thought was going to happen happened.
Right.
Just not how I thought it was going to happen.
Right.
And that was how it was good.
Aye.
So I knew, see, like the guys behind us that were just giving us the answers before it happened. I'm we get the point. It was cliche, and everybody knew that was what was going to be the case.
Yeah.
But it worked. We knew it was. Because there was more context to it. So, like, the bit where Thanos does the finger snap again.
Aye.
And he's got no...
He doesn't have the stones.
You're not focused on the fact that he's doing the finger snap without the stone. You're focused on the fact that now Tony's got the stones.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange kind of gave that away. Which was good.
Mm-hmm. He was just like, one. This is your one chance. You get it.
No, he was saying there's one possible future where this works out.
Yes, I know. That's what he's saying. He's like, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what? And then you think about it, why did they never think of that before? They try and take them off the gauntlet. Like, why was that never considered?
So, let's do a recap, right?
A recap?
Mm-hmm. Let's...
Of the film?
Let's take inventory, right?
Right.
Tony Stark's dead.
Cap's old.
Black Widow's dead.
Yeah.
You can write Cap off as well.
Yeah, because he's old.
I liked how they wrote him off.
You know, as soon as he was going in the thing, I'm like, 100% he's going to go back and he's going to stay with her.
But then I thought, what?
100% I knew that. And then I also think that Bucky knew before he even went in, because the way he went, the way the re-exchange where there was like, he's like, what does it say to him? It says, be careful, or
don't do anything stupid whilst I'm away.
Aye, but there was something.
You're taking it all away.
No, I think it was Bucky says, how long are you going to be gone? He says something like that about time, like how long he's going to be.
So what had happened there is he'd said that, but then
Professor
Hulk says,
aye, he'll be
gone. No, it'll be 10 seconds for us, but it'll be.
I know, well, Bucky said to Cap, saying something like, how long will you be, or how long are you going, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, aye, you'll be alright. Says, don't do anything stupid while I'm gone. He's like, aye, you're taking all the stupid way. And then Sam goes, how long is this going to take? And then that's when Professor Hulk. So I think that Bucky and Cap had already spoke about it. Because the way he was looking when he was going up, he's like, ah, and he's like, all right, goodbye, buddy.
I thought they,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought they would have made Bucky Cap.
Yeah, I thought that, but then I think it kind of makes more sense that they've gave it to Falcon. I don't like that they gave it to Falcon. I think I'd prefer Bucky. I think it makes more sense that, like, just in sort of Falcon's sort of story arc.
Yeah.
But I was a bit disappointed that it wasn't Bucky.
Why did Tony Stark have a girl?
What's wrong?
Tony Stark's kid's supposed to be a boy.
How do you know?
Because the Young Avengers.
Could still be a girl though. Iron Woman, Iron Lady,
yeah,
Iron Girl.
But the Young Avengers is Iron Boy.
Is it? I don't know that. Yeah. I've never watched it. Or heard it or listened to it. Yeah.
It's like a cartoon now, but I don't know. I don't know if there's comics out, but I don't know.
No, I thought it was good with the Wayne. I kind of thought they might go down the route of him, there being an AI of him. I thought that was a possibility. You know, when you hear him, like, and it's a hologram, it's like the message he's recorded. When it was reading, I thought maybe he's, you know, like, created a AI out of his own mind. You know, like, you know what I mean? So then that would have left it open for the future that he could have came back as wee cameo appearances. You know what I mean?
He could have became the Stan Lee.
You could have just appeared as, like, you know, getting some advice or helping somebody out or whatever. You know what I mean?
But I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
And I must say,
I sort of thought that was what's going to happen.
I don't really like Friday.
Yeah, I don't like Friday. She's a bit
boring. She doesn't say much.
Well, she's basically just a helper.
Yeah, Jarvis was more of a
personality. Mm. He'd been there for years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, he's obviously based off the Butler. Mm. Who is the Butler in Agent Carter?
Is that the same guy?
Same guy.
I thought it was somebody else. No, I don't think it is.
It is, I can assure you.
I thought I watched an episode, the Agent Carter, and it was the guy who plays Vision. It was Jarvis.
No,
that was just probably one episode or something.
No, I've watched the whole thing.
I'll need to rewatch it. I'm pretty sure that one of the episodes it's him.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
I don't know.
It was a good end.
It was a good ending. Worked well. I think the whole climax and all the fighting, that was just so well done.
And it's opened up now for the Eternals and the different folks. Different folks that could come into it now. Which
I don't really like seeing Thor going away.
Thor's going to be with the Guardians.
Right. But is he going to stay with the Guardians, or is he going to go somewhere else? I hope he doesn't stay with the Guardians.
I hope not, because I don't think that dynamic's going to work.
I don't think it would work. It works for wee stupid, wee funny bits, like at the end of the film where he's like, haha, we know who's in charge. That. But I don't think it would work permanently. I think for the next Guardians film, I hope Thor's not in it. I hope they, like, mention that they dropped him off on some planet because he was being a pain in the arse or something. Like, I hope it's that, or they just let him go to somewhere else, wherever he was going.
Just drop him in space somewhere.
No.
That's my point, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Answer me this.
Right.
This is my physics plot hole.
Right, okay.
Right. You're in space.
Uh-huh.
What is there? Nothing. There's nothing there, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's no air.
Uh-huh.
There's no objects. There's no nothing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, there's plenty of flying stuff.
Yep.
Buzzing about anyway. Right.
They managed to get 2 days worth of fuel.
I think get 2 days worth of fuel.
48 hours, they said.
Didn't see. They got it.
They managed to salvage 48 hours worth of fuel, right?
Aye, out of the thing that was there. Not out of anything new.
Right, that's fine. Right?
Right.
So when that fuel runs out, what happens?
They should still keep going the same speed they were going.
Correct.
Yes, I agree with you. I was thinking that myself.
And it stopped dead?
Well, it showed you it stopped dead, but should have kept moving.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've got explosions and all that in space, which technically don't happen. And you don't hear it.
Yeah.
And all the rest of it. So, you know, you got to suspend a bit of disbelief. But you know what? I didn't get very end. The total epic scene where all they're coming out of all the portals and the cavalry's here. There was so many more troops coming through Wakanda than there were in Infinity War, because I watched Infinity War yesterday night.
They weren't all coming from Wakanda?
No, the ones that were coming from Wakanda, they were in, you know, like they were walking, they were like, ooh, what was it?
No, there wasn't. Saying?
Bombay Bay or something like that. There was, when you see it through the big portal, you see the lines of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many more.
Because it was directed through a portal.
No, there was like three or four thingies of them, and they were just continuous, never ending. I'm telling you, there was more. And then also, where did all those guardians come from?
The what? Guardians? They came from Asgard.
Yeah, but there was loads of them.
Yeah, but you always saw a small part of Asgard. Obviously, that whole area would be overtaken as Asgard.
And where did she get the Pegasus from?
She'd had a Pegasus in Ragnarok.
Yeah, but where did she keep it? No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
She had it in the flashback. She didn't have it in the modern day or the present day.
I don't know.
And then there was just different. There was just wee
she
bits.
Probably keeps it in a drawer in
there
the house.
There was just wee bits. I was like, nah, they shouldn't be there. How's that there? They must have changed something. Changing timelines and whatever.
Yeah, wait a minute.
But,
I'm going to look and see this.
I'm telling you, there was so many more troops.
No, because that's how you've seen it.
No, there was so many more troops. 100%. That's it. When you see it again, because you're going to see it again, I'll probably see it again.
No, I know how many more troops there were than that. I've seen that.
That's where I don't know where they came from. Why were they not there the first time?
Because it wasn't as zoomed out as that.
Anyway. What else?
Wait a minute. I need to find this picture and show you.
It was just so cool when Cap's got the hammer. I just thought that was amazing. And he's like totally beating up Thanos. It's like, and then he was like throwing his shield and whacking his shield with the hammer, and it was shocking him, and oh, it was great. What I didn't get was, how does he instantly know? I mean, throwing it in that, fair enough, but the fact that he goes like that and grabs a lightning and goes,
well,
must be very intuitive, that weapon.
He's kind of watched Thor doing it.
Yeah, but the point with the lightning part is from, like, Thor, he's got that in him already, and he channels it through the hammer. I know. It says, whoever so holds a hammer will have the power of Thor.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. But it's like, how would you just know how to use it? Thor had to have the hammer to learn how to use it.
Maybe it's intuitive, I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying, it must be very easy.
No. My problem was the fact that he, like, grabs it. So anyone can call on that hammer. If it was a true story, obviously, you could call on it now, and if you were worthy, it would come at you.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe not, because he's tried to lift it before.
And he wasn't worthy at the time.
Right. But maybe the reason that it can come to him is because he has tried to lift it. It maybe not go to anybody worthy.
No.
It can only go to people that's worthy that have been in contact with a hammer.
No.
I think that would be a loophole around that.
No. Right. The point was, it was thrown and he caught it.
No.
He did.
He didn't. He picked it up off the ground.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Cap
the
did.
Very first thing that flew right past him and he grabbed it out the air.
No. Do you not see what he did?
No,
it was on the ground. No. It was on the ground. Did you not just see it?
I did.
Basically, Thor threw it deliberately showed you hammer's on the ground. When he's fighting with his other hammer, that's on the ground.
Yeah.
And then it starts to flow.
But before that...
Then it starts to flow. No.
He has the two things, right?
Yeah, he's got the two. And he's fighting them with the two of them. He drops the hammer, or he gets the hammer whacked away from him, and it's on the ground. And then he's fighting him with his axe.
You're too far ahead.
And then he drops that and all.
No.
And then he pulls the
the axe when he's lying in the ground and Thanos has got him, and Thanos has got it, no. He's pushing, and then it shoots.
Thanos is pushing the then axe it cuts, into him, into yes, Thor.
And then it cuts and shows you the hammer on the ground, slowly starting to rise off the ground. And then you see the thing whipping by Thanos and hitting him. And then it comes back to Captain America. So he summoned it for the ground, no. Threw it at him, and then he caught it when it came back.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm not.
I'm 100%
that's what happened. That's not what happened.
Well, you better check.
I will check.
But I'm 100% that's how it went.
I'm positive.
What? Because when it started floating at first, I was like, ah, Thor must be summoning it. But then it hits Thingway and then he's got it. And I'm like, ah.
But see, the other thing, right, okay, here's the loophole as well. Mm-hmm. Basically, Odin had said, you know, whoever possesses the power of Thor, whatever, right. Right, whoever is worthy should possess the power of Thor, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Technically, that should have died with Odin.
Why? Do spells die with the person?
No, they don't die. It's not a spell. It was a spell. Right, okay, it was a spell.
He put the spell on it.
Right, okay. Right. But Thor is now Odin. He isn't Odin. But he is the new... He is the king of Asgard. Well, it's
right.
Not now, but anyway.
Right.
He was the king of Asgard.
Right.
Right, so he then takes over.
But that doesn't give him Odin's powers.
No, I didn't say it gave him Odin's powers.
Right, but it doesn't take away what Odin's already done. If Odin set the spell on this thing, then the spell's permanent on that.
I don't know.
Oh, I did think it was cheeky that he nicked it for the past anyway. I was actually wondering why.
I'll take this, thank you.
I was actually wondering why Cap was taking the hammer away from him. I thought he was going to use it, and then I went, "Oh, Don, he has to take it back." So it makes sense for like the time because he's taking that away for that time.
Yeah.
Guy. Oh,
I know.
It's just great.
It was an awesome film. Oh,
what else was good? I'm trying to think of other bits I enjoyed.
I would have liked to have seen more Iron Man stuff, more Iron Man armors.
Oh, I thought it was cool when they're fighting and like he gets a power boost for Thor.
Aye.
He's like, that's great. It's all the fight scenes bits I can remember. And oh, I thought it was nice at the end that like Spider-Man gets to talk to him.
Yeah.
Like he's dying. And he's like, Mr. Stark. Then the arseholes behind us were laughing at him. And I'm like, Spider-Man alone.
I liked how it started with Iron Man and it finished with Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I liked how they finished it as well, and that they never done the end credit scenes. Like, they could have done something with the Eternals.
Yeah.
What the hell's happening here or something.
Aye, right? they could have put something in, but they just left it at that.
Yeah, but they didn't. They left it there. And it was really good.
That was awesome.
Oh, and that's the other one. Right, okay, so we didn't finish our inventory.
Right,
so, Thanos is dead.
Uh-huh.
Gamora's dead.
Well, there's a new Gamora.
No, there's not.
How's there not?
Think about it.
Think about what?
Think about it.
The original Gamora's dead, but the one for the future or the past or whatever, she's not.
It's with Thanos.
But she's not with Thanos.
But he didn't say everyone that's against Thanos. What happened?
But she's not with Thanos.
But she was.
She was, but she turned against him to help Thingway.
Yep.
I think Gamora's still out there.
I don't think Gamora's there.
I think she is because the Peter's.
Was she on the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, but
he's looking for her.
He's looking for her,
yeah, correct. But she's not there.
Yeah, he's looking for her, right? No. I think it's a case of he's snapped his fingers and right. It's a case of kill or get rid of everyone who's loyal to Thanos. Everything they do with Thanos and who's loyal to him.
No, I think what's happened is Tony Stark would have done it like
erase everyone for the previous timeline or something like
that. No, he would have done the finger snap for Thanos and his army.
Well, she's not part of his army anymore.
She is.
She's not. She left it. She didn't
leave it.
She betrayed him.
Right, okay, so the finger snap's going to go, you're not with him anymore, okay, we'll keep you.
No, I would think that.
No.
Here we go. No. Who's in the army? No. Is the people fighting for Thanos?
No. She's dead.
Nah, 100%. She's just a way out doing her own thing.
Anyway, she's dead. No, Thanos is dead.
Everybody's dead. No, not dead. Everyone's alive again.
Captain's dead.
Right. Oh, no, sorry. I'll let you continue. I've got something I want to say.
What's her name again?
Who?
Scarlett Johansson?
Natasha.
I keep going to call her Scarlet Witch, because obviously she's Scarlet. Anyway.
Black
she's
Widow.
She's dead.
She's dead. Pam Reed.
I thought the film was going to pick up, her film that she's got, was going to pick up.
She's got a film going
on it? Yep.
Was that not going to be like an origin story rather than...
Must be.
Aye, she's not going to be in and do it.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Actually, that many more, don't you?
We've got space there to grow now, that's the thing.
Mm.
I'd have liked to have seen Hulk dying. Not that I would have liked to have seen Hulk dying, but...
Aye, like if they get rid of pretty much all of them. But...
I don't think you can do that.
I also liked at the
beginning... Hulk's going to be too expensive now, but... Like,
aye. But he probably wouldn't really be in a lot of them, I would think.
No, no.
But I liked how, you know, at the beginning where Tony just comes back...
Yep.
And he's like... Goes and he's ranting and he collapses, but before that he sees Carol.
Yep.
And goes like that. He's like, you. I like you. New blood. That's what we need. He's like, we need you. He says, you're good. I quite like that. But no, the thing I was going to say is, right, 5 years have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's Spider-Man's pal's name? Ned. Why is he still in school? He should have finished school by now. He's been there for 5 years.
I don't know.
Because he didn't get... It was confirmed that he wasn't killed in the snap. So they shouldn't be at school anymore. None of his classmates or whoever survived should be at school.
How was it confirmed?
I seen it online somewhere. One of the directors or somebody had said that Ned wasn't a thing. But then also by Ned's reaction when he sees Peter, he's like nearly greeting as if, oh my God, you're back. Type thing. So if it's still 5 years later, he should be older. They should all be older. Same way Scott's daughter's older. They should all either be older.
He must have been killed in the snap.
No, apparently he wasn't. Hold on, I'm going to go and check. But I don't think he was. I heard something. Maybe I'm just misremembering something. But even then, the way that he goes, like, he wouldn't bother. He would just know that he was turned to dust and came back. He wouldn't be that bothered. Ned. What's his name? Don't know his second name. Did Ned die in the snap? Who lived and who died? Let's have a look. I'd rather just have a list. Is there a list?
No.
The list would be good.
No, I don't know. We don't know.
No, I think somebody confirmed something. Let's see.
Oh, if Peter died in the snap. Right, okay.
If Peter died, but not Ned.
Must have. They wouldn't be back at school necessarily anyway. Maybe just that was like a congregating.
I see.
Oh, that was the other thing I thought about when I was in there. Right. When they brought them all back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can I find it?
When they brought them all back, the finger snap. Where did they come back to? Where they left?
Where they left.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to suck for a lot of people. How many people were on aeroplanes that crashed out the sky?
That's a good point.
That's my point.
So, not everybody, you see.
Not everybody survived. There's a lot of splats on pavements. He's dead. I thought they might have put a Deadpool thing in, right enough.
Aye.
Like, thrown in, like...
I know, it's not said that, so maybe he was dead. But I swear I heard somewhere that he'd lived. Oh, well, that makes sense, it's fine. So that means all of Peter's pals and everybody who's going to be in the next Spider-Man film must have got killed in the snap.
Maybe, I don't know.
Why is nobody telling me nothing?
I did like how they ended it with Cap. It's going to be interesting now.
Who?
How did we go for here? And there is a way to go for here.
Oh, basically, I didn't confirm either way.
Ah, so
it could be.
you're talking through a hole in your head again. Yeah. Just like by Edley.
No, I was right, Ellen. But
so take it.
His reaction suggests to me he was alive.
I take it when all the things come through the roof for the Avengers place.
Right, that.
There's no way they would have survived that, but.
Yeah, anyway. No. There's no way all of them would have survived. Iron Man would probably survive because he's used armour. Maybe yeah. Rhodey. But bloody Hulk. Rocket or Ant-Man was like, bloody face first, didn't have his armour on. He should have got blasted away and Hawkeye should have died.
So they got melted.
Aye. Oh, like. No.
But
they shouldn't have, they should not all have survived that.
Take it when that happened, that was Tony Stark's vision of them all in the pile.
Yeah, because you've seen when Cap fell, he's broken
shield.
He looked very similar to where he fell with the last time.
I know. That was good. That was good.
What I didn't get though, how is Thanos still so powerful that the three of them couldn't have beat him without the stones? You could understand when he's got the. Because when he had the stones.
Because you couldn't beat him anyway. Never tried.
But when they had the stones, Tony and Doctor Strange and the rest of them, they put up a decent fight against him.
Yep.
But then there's the three of them. They're trying to kill Thanos. He doesn't have the stones.
They're trying to beat a younger Thanos.
He's younger by like 6 months.
No, he's not.
Oh no, a couple of years actually.
He's younger by 10 years at least.
No.
Yeah. So when was that
2014? So it was like 2014 was where that Thanos came from. It was that year.
Can't be.
That's what she said, they go back to 2014. So she says we weren't the only ones looking for the stones in 2014, so it's only been like 6 years. And even then, Thanos has been alive for a lot longer than that, has he not? Is he not like really old? So I don't think his age would make a difference.
I don't know. But the way he's just...
I liked the way he was fighting Captain Marvel and he like headbutts her and she just doesn't budge.
That's so funny.
And he's just like totally confused.
Oh god.
And then that's
it was at this moment Thanos realised.
It was like...
Yeah.
Clearly that there was just showing you how powerful she was, because like she was going
to
beat
him. She wasn't even in the bloody film.
I know.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, but I think that was for a good reason. If she'd have been there the entire time, she probably would have beat him already, because when she was fighting him there, she was nearly beat. It was only because he pinched one of the stones off it and managed to use it that he got her away from him. But she was beating him. She like, you seen how she like thing with her fist up to like punch him or something and had the gauntlet in her other hand. It was like easy peasy. So I like how she just basically makes herself a missile and just fires herself through things.
I know.
She doesn't even shoot it. She's like boof right through the ship.
I think she can shoot in, can't she?
Ah, she shoots like phaser things, like beams of energy. Doesn't go doo. You know what I mean?
I liked as well how they did end it with Iron Man with the sound, you know, the clanging.
Yeah, I like that was when he was
in the first one.
Aye, when he was like making his helmet.
Yeah.
Just a great way to round it off.
It was.
I just done it well.
I've never been happy with a final film in my life.
Yeah.
Never been happy with any film.
We're never watching any of the Morium. Any of the rest of them.
So.
We can't do this again.
So.
Another 10 years or 20 years.
So. Now comes the question. Ratings.
Oh, man. Can I get a 10? Because then we have to stop. So 9.9.
I would say
9.5. 9.5. That sounds reasonable to me.
Because there's still a couple of things that I would have changed.
I wouldn't really have changed then, but there was wee niggly bits. I was like, doesn't really continuity. I don't know if that works.
No, with continuity in that, I thought it worked fine. I was happy with that. There was a couple of things that I
I'm just meaning like, you know, like the Wakandans being too many and that sort of thing. There's just wee things I just didn't quite get, but... I liked how he deactivated instant kill. I thought that was funny. He's just like, cutting away bits. I can't wait to Spider-Man now. Is that the next one?
Yep. But don't forget it's Spider-Man 1.0.
What do you mean?
This is before they got the Iron Spider suit.
No.
Yeah.
When did it say?
It's set before Infinity War.
Oh, so is that like where he's coming home from?
Yeah, so he only gets the suit in Infinity War.
He
gets offered it at the end of the other one, but he refuses it.
Hi, I don't really care about the suit. I don't really care about the Iron Spider suit.
Should be interesting. Because what I think it's going to be is... No. Oh, no, no mind. I'll take that back. I thought it was going to be about the bit where Nick Fury gets out of the car in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Is where that film finishes off. But mm-hmm. it can't be. Because
no, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it wouldn't be far off because does Infinity War not happen like over a couple of days?
Yeah, I know.
It's like not over like weeks and weeks and weeks.
It's like a few days that the whole thing happens.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, so as I was saying,
I can't remember what I was saying. Who knows something about Spider-Man? Ned and all that? Oh, who cares?
I mean, everyone else knows what we're talking about. Yeah, and it's just literally changed over.
Aye, because we had a wee bit of a pause there and now we can't remember what we're talking about. I'm trying to think of bits that weren't the battle that I thought were good.
Well, the battle was like 40 minutes, was it not?
It was great. Just brilliant.
Do you know what I thought, right?
What?
Have I got this right? I know Game of Thrones has said they're going to have the longest battle.
Uh-huh.
Did Avengers not do the same? Was that just,
I don't think they've said anything about that. Because it wasn't that long.
No, I didn't think it was either. But,
That's what I was going to say. I liked the whole Captain America's ass being...
yeah, that's America's ass.
Aye. I thought that was brilliant. Anyway, he's fighting himself. And he knocks his cell out.
I could do this all day.
I know. It's like you finally realise how annoying that is when you say that to someone. And then he knocks him out, he's looking at his ass, he's like, that is America's ass.
Yeah. He paid it off quite well.
No, it was good. Although I noticed, Captain America done an awful lot of cursing in this film.
Yeah.
What happened to language?
Yeah. Everybody died, that's what happened.
He's kind of involved with that now.
Yeah.
No point in being polite.
Yeah, they just paid it off really well. I'd like to see another video in like a couple of weeks' time of people saying this is the Easter eggs you missed.
Yeah, so you can see all of it.
Even more. But I'm happy with how it's ended.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be as religious with the next set.
Aye. You will.
I probably will. I'll probably still see them all, but I don't know if we'll see them all.
Aye, you'd be as desperate to see them all.
Yeah.
Aye. I want to see Spider-Man, that's what I'm looking forward to, but like the rest, there's not... Like, I'm not really, like, you know, desperate to see Guardians of the Galaxy or Black Panther or... I like, none of them are like, oh,
but
I
then we
see
never
these.
Were, to be honest.
I know.
Because it was part of the Avengers.
Yeah,
the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Are there going to be Avengers films anymore? Or it'll be something different?
Probably not. It could be Eternals. You could have Eternals films.
Because they'll need to make some sort of film where they all come together.
Yeah, it could be...
Like at some point. I don't know what it would be called, though.
It could be... Protectors of Earth.
Something like that.
Is that Marvel?
I think it is.
Protectors of Earth.
Sounds Marvel.
Might have just made it up, even.
Copyright. Trademark.
Yep. No, they could make a lot of things.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. I'm quite looking forward to see what they do with Captain Marvel.
Just had Batman show up and go, oh, this is dark.
And then I want to be able to see Spider-Man. Spider-Man's who I'm looking forward to, but I kind of want to see how Captain Marvel goes. Are they not doing a Bucky and Falcon thing? Is that a TV show or a film?
I don't know.
If I remember seeing something about a Bucky and Falcon.
I know they're trying to make a Loki TV show.
Aye, but it's not going to be... It's like when they were children.
Yeah.
Which I think's rubbish. But I mean, I suppose you guys actually pay them maybe to be in the show all the time, like big actors.
I'm like, how much do you think Samuel L. Jackson got paid to stand there for that 30 seconds?
Oh, I know, man. He's got the best gig out. He just needs to show up for a day and then go home.
Should have been there. It would have been funny if it just like went back, it zoomed into him and he took his glasses off and he just went, mother. I forgot what I was going to say there.
Then later we say you were reading something.
Oh, but I can't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, well, must have been a lie. Yeah, no.
Anyway, that's...
Brilliant film.
I'm definitely going to see it again.
Definitely. Oh.
Are you going to see it again?
I'll see it again. I'm not sure if I'll probably see it with Stephanie.
Yeah. And I'll be the boss because she'll be asking you all the questions, isn't it?
Aye.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
Well, she's seen the last one.
Right,
so
She doesn't know all the films, but she would.
That's what I was going to ask.
What?
At the end, right, uh-huh. when they're doing the Tony Stark has a heart thing,
uh-huh.
and it zooms over everybody.
Uh-huh.
Behind, who was that behind?
The boy.
Who's the guy?
That's the boy for Iron Man 3. You know, the one that helps him out with the thing when he kicks out his...
No way.
That's who that is.
That's not who that,
that
is.
That is who that is.
Is it?
Aye. That's who that is. He's just all grown up because it was like, what, 6 or 7 years ago?
I'd like to see if he becomes
Iron Man or something.
No, he doesn't become Iron Man, but he becomes like either an evil guy or something. Or...
No, I don't think it'll be evil. But like, I thought that was quite a nice wee Easter egg in there. Easter egg, I just had an extra wee character.
I didn't know who that was.
I know, because I was looking at it myself and I was like, and it was just his face, it just reminded me of the wee boy.
That's who it was. That's what I was going to.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, who's related to Iron Man? And that's when it clicked, that's who it could be.
Yep. Okay, that was good.
Aye.
I'm glad that.
And I'm glad that Hawkeye got his family back. I thought that was good.
Yep, so he's now no longer Ronin.
Mm-hmm. No, but I just thought that was nice that he got a wee happy ending with his family.
Do you know what they should make a film of?
What?
Oh, what's it called? What's it called?
Don't know. Sounds like a great film.
The Aftermath of Avengers.
Oh, you're not saying some cleanup?
You could make a unit thing as well.
Unit?
Yeah, units.
Don't know what that is.
I think that's not, is that not like S.H.I.E.L.D. in space?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You could make... Oh, what's it called?
Something like the cleaners, isn't it? Not the cleaners, but...
What is it?
Something control?
Damage control.
Damage control.
Damage control, that's what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
We sort of hinted at that way. Homecoming, didn't we? Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. You know the big, massive flying thingies?
There was quite a few.
Yeah. Oh, the big, you know, the big, massive things that were in Avengers. And they couldn't kill them, like, they couldn't get through their armour and that. And,
yeah.
And then they're just, like, knocking them about, and Valkyrie's right in there with her sword. I'm assuming it's because it's, you know, it's from Asgard or whatever, that it's special, mm-hmm. they can cut right through it and all that. Scarlet Witch. She was just taking Thanos down herself.
Her power is based on...
The Mind Stone?
Is
it Tesseract?
I don't know.
It's Mind Stone?
It's one of them anyway, it's but based her on power is emotional driven as well.
Yeah.
So her emotions drive it, so like she's not got vision anymore.
Yeah. But I think she's
Why should she just make a new vision?
I don't think that's how it works. You could make a new vision, but you need the stone again. But they've sent the stones all back to where they came from, so they don't have any stones. You could remake it, but it wouldn't be the same person. Mm-hmm. That'd be a bit obsessive and creepy if you were going to go through all that trouble.
Damn it! Let me make another one.
I like Pepper. Iron Lady. I don't know what you would call her. But like she was in flying about. I thought that was quite
Iron
cool.
Iron Pots.
I thought that was quite cool. And it was good that he got to see his dad and all that. Tony got to see his dad.
Yeah, and then
he hugged him, and he's like, "Okay." I thought, "Oh, that was nice how they kind of rounded that off." Yeah. And they sort of foreshadow quite a lot who's going to die. I noticed now, since we've seen the end of it.
Did they?
Yeah, with Tony, he goes when he's saying to Cap, "Right, okay, we're going to go back, get everybody back. Yes, but I need to keep everyone as it is. You know, that's definitely more important. And you know." And try not to get killed along the way. He says that would be nice. And then Natasha, she says, "I'll see you in a minute." Before they go through the thing, and then you don't see her again.
But that's not foreshadowing.
No, but I think that's foreshadowing.
That's trying to show you off the scent.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, it's suggesting that you're not going to see her in a minute. Because she's the only one that says anything about see you in a minute or catch you in whatever. She goes, "I see you in a minute." And then, oh, no, you're not going to see her in a minute. That's the last time you ever see her. Just like wee things like that. I think they were only two notes. But I bet you there's 100 more.
There'll be loads
there's
more.
There's tons of stuff in it. I don't like Peter Quill.
Why?
Just
Didn't like him. Star-Lord. Just this film.
And I watched...
He's the same in every film.
I liked him in Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched Infinity War last night to prepare for the day to watch this. And I didn't like him in that, and I didn't like him in this. I'm like, you know what? I just don't like that guy. I just don't like that character. I like Chris Pratt. Great guy. Think he's a great actor. But I just don't like the... just annoys me. It's just so stupid. And in Guardians, it made sense for the... I think it's just because these films... that just doesn't suit him. Like, in the place.
But I liked how they done the whole thing with the eclipse.
Okay.
So they're... when he went back and they played the same footage.
I like that. When he was dancing, he's like, so he's an idiot.
Do you think that you recorded those?
Yes, 100%. That's totally different. Not all it. I think done it again because I was watching it and I'm like, that is not the
same. Some of them did, definitely. But the one with the Avengers.
The bit where they go right, when it pans around, I think that is for the film. I think the bit on the wall with the, what they call it, Jatari or whatever they are. I think that's been either,
because my point,
CGI'd or something, or done up a bit, because it looks slightly different to me. But I need to look at them side by side. But I feel like that's been kind of,
because you know what would be really fixed? Really cool, uh-huh, if they actually filmed those at the time of filming the, like, filmed that footage.
That would be pretty cool.
So like the Peter Quill stuff and them hiding behind the wall.
Aye, they actually filmed that way back.
They filmed that then.
That'd be
so cool. That's obviously not happened. But
aye.
The Avengers one, aye, I don't think they looked. Because you know how you watch things, like, you can watch like 3 seasons of a program, you go back to season 1, like, oh my goodness, they look so young.
Yeah.
And that are so different.
Aye.
And that's, I don't think you've seen that, because you should have really seen that with...
We see Ryan, man, he definitely looks, because you see grey in his beard and all that sort of thing.
I suppose.
But, I know, I thought that, they definitely used that bit with the panning. I thought it was funny, with Hulk. You see Hulk for the Avengers, like, smashing up the thing with and, like, getting thrown a tantrum. And then he, like, right, okay, says, Cap's like, you may want to smash some stuff. He's like, oh. What is it he says? This is...
I know this is only...
No, he takes his T-shirt, he goes, this is...
This is gratuitous.
Gratuitous or something like that. And then he's like... Rrr, rrr, and then, like, punches a thing. This is so funny, he's like...
I'd probably say this is degrading, but...
Aye. He's like, this is just Disney... not up for this anymore. You know, I kind of expected, you know, when I felt like he got a wee bit of the Hulk through when he was talking to Thor, and he's like, wee hot thing, and he's going up, and Thor like kind of grabs him and goes, don't you say that name about Thanos, and he goes, get your hand off me. When the way that he said that made me feel a bit like,
nah,
a
nah,
just my, the way he said it,
my, like, gripe with that,
I see a bit of anger in there.
My gripe with that is, I don't think so. Basically, the argument was that Hulk fell out with Bruce because
it's not he fell out.
He did
not. Aye, not that he fell out.
He fell out with Bruce.
He get fed up of getting used.
Yeah, getting used all the time, right? So now he's just permanently getting used.
No, I think it's a case of their personalities have merged as well.
No, they haven't.
They have.
It's Bruce.
Aye, they're calling him Bruce. And he takes that name, but the way that they have merged the personalities a bit.
Why does he need glasses?
Because because Banner needs glasses.
Banner needed glasses, yes.
Yeah.
But Hulk's got the regenerative powers.
Right, but it might be a case of he needs the glasses for, like, reading.
he's got the regenerative powers.
Yeah, but he might just have that.
He would have nothing wrong with his eyes.
True, but he's also not as big and strong as he is. He is when he's just a Hulk.
Yeah, he is.
He's a lot bigger when he's just a Hulk.
No, he's not. He's the same size.
Did you not see it when it showed you the Hulk?
Yep.
Going, he was massive compared to them.
No, he wasn't.
He is. He's wider. No, he's slimmer. Is Professor Hulk.
He's lost a bit of weight, that's all.
Anyway, so... But
it,
like,
looked good. Hulk looked good in all those...
He did look
clothes.
Good. Aye, his clothes were quite stylish.
If he had a turtleneck on, that would have been funny. I just pictured him in a turtleneck.
But no, they merged the personalities because Hulk's a bit more... I know he's angry and all that, but you know, like, when he's on Ragnarok?
Yeah.
He's a bit more laid back and silly and kind of... You know what I mean? Like, making jokes and a bit of a sillier, younger sort of personality.
Yeah.
Whereas Bruce is quite serious and, you know, smart. But so they kind of merged the two. That's why he's kind of jokey and going dabbing and all that. That's the sort of
Hulk bit, and then the intelligence is the Banner bit. So they've merged the personalities together, I think. So it's not like Hulk's getting used or Banner's getting. It's like they're intertwined now.
Okay.
But I feel like that makes the Hulk weaker. I don't think the Hulk is as strong as he usually is. Because I think the power of the Hulk, Hulk gets stronger the angrier he is, and the more kind of animalistic he is, that's how he gets more powerful. But he doesn't get that way with Professor Hulk. He's just the one level.
And Thanos, that's the other thing, right? So every time Thanos got a stone, he had the whole big Avengers in the Infinity War.
Aye.
When Hulk put them all on, he had a real struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then Thanos puts it on in this film the first time, and it goes on perfectly, and it's on for a good couple of seconds at least. So everything should have really started kicking off, and he wasn't even remotely in pain. It's like, that's like a twinge.
Is it not meant to be that Thanos is that much more powerful?
But he's not.
No, but isn't he meant to be just
compared to what he was in the last film?
No, but in the last film, we did go every single one, but this time he had them all at once, so he didn't have to do it every time.
Yeah, so it should have been either more intense, or it should have had the exact same feeling he had with one stone as he did.
I know what you're saying, though.
He didn't have it right at the beginning of that. And, you can say, okay, that's because he kept trying to pull the gauntlet off.
You know what I didn't get, though? Why did Thanos... Like, he used all the... I think it's because... Is it because he used all the stones individually before? Or maybe one or two at a time? Like, because in Infinity War, he's using the gauntlet all the time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get any injury for it, or any of the rest of it. That's another thing. Let me come back to that. But, yeah. Like, so, he's... Is it just a case of when you use it all together, then that's when it hurts you?
No. It's about power.
Right. That's my question. How is it that they all managed to hold them and pick up the stones and all the rest of it when in Guardians of the Galaxy, Quill grabs a stone and he can't handle it, but he needs the four of them to allow him to hold all that power? But then...
But he didn't hold it. And that was only that soul stone, which they never touch. Oh, not the Soul Stone, the proper one, whatever the proper
power one. Power one, yeah, that's in that.
That's in that orb.
But the rest of them, they never touched them in their hand. So is it just the Power Stone you can't wield?
What was the whole thing about the ether?
It was inside, anyway.
Yep.
Right, but was it not killing her?
What was the whole thing with
the
stone?
Was it not killing her, though?
Who took the stone out of Loki's scepter? Who held the Tesseract?
I suppose they held the Tesseract in that, didn't they?
Yeah. It's only that stone because of the power.
Right. See, I never got that. I never clicked before. Because I was wondering that. I'm like, how are they all managing to hold these stones?
No, it's only that stone.
And why is the time stone the only one you don't physically touch? Yeah, I mean, it kind of floats. Why does that one float? I know, it's just obviously just they the way they wanted to make it look. No, but like, all of the other, they're physically holding them. But the time stone, you're like that, and it's like kind of floating between your fingers.
My argument is they needed that mad giant giant dwarf guy. Right? Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, yeah.
To make the gauntlet.
Aye, but then Tony could only make it.
And then he could make one that just...
Does it?
Big, makes itself bigger and smaller just to suit.
Aye.
I get that it's nanotechnology, but still.
It's Tony Stark. You know, I thought it was cool. At the beginning when he was like
figured it out.
Aye, when he was figuring out the time thing. I'm watching it like
in and composting. I figured it out, by the way. What? Time travel? Wait, what?
But do you know when it was showing you the kind of graph thing on the hologram?
Yep.
I'm looking at that and I'm like, I'm doing that at uni now. Like the sort of mathematic models of like kind of weird curves and stuff. Like 3D curves. I'm like, I've been doing that in maths. I don't understand it, but I've been doing it in maths. That makes me feel clever.
I liked when they said you studied quantum mechanics. Yeah, just for conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. No, it was good. It's good film, good ending.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to stay out of the way as much as possible, but to avoid disappointment, but it was really good.
I didn't even avoid. I mean, I avoided anything that was telling spoilers of the film, but like any like, you know, like clips or stuff, I watched all that.
No, I never watched any.
You know the bit where Rhodey comes in and he goes, aye, hello normal sized man or something like that, nobody laughed at that was like a very flat, that fell flat, that joke. Nobody found that
funny.
There's
another joke that fell flat as well.
And I'm like,
I think we were the only two that got.
I just felt awkward at that. I was like, oh, cringe.
What was the joke that we got? Was it when they were coming through the...
On your left.
That was it.
That was it.
That was on.
Cap, on your left. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Loads of these things. Yeah. Do you know, seeing all honesty now, the more and more we go over this, I think... Because I watch all these films and with the Easter eggs that you miss and things like that, all the time. I did miss that.
Aye.
I think with this one, I don't think I've missed any of the Easter eggs.
I think you'll have missed a couple. You wouldn't have missed all of them?
The only one I missed is one of the Russo brothers.
Did you... What? That was like the bit where they were sitting around the thing.
Yeah, one of them. The other one wasn't there.
Oh, were they both in it?
Yeah, but I assume so.
I thought it was only the one.
Check and see if they're credited.
Well, they're the directors, aren't they?
No, but no, not
the actors. I thought he was the one. I knew he was in it, but aye,
yeah.
And they chopped off Thanos' hand. I was looking for that.
Yeah.
Ever since you told me that, I can't not see it when it happens in the films.
And what was the first? What was the first film they mentioned about time travel?
What do you mean?
What was the first thing they mentioned about time travel?
Back to the Future.
No, they didn't.
What did you say?
When Rhodey was going over everything. Star Wars, Star Trek.
Oh, right.
He started with Star Wars.
They don't do time travel in Star Wars.
I know, exactly. Well, they do sometimes, I think.
No.
I think.
I don't think they can time travel in Star Wars. Star Trek, aye. Not Star Wars.
Who am I looking for? Russo.
But aye. I thought that was funny. And then Scott's like, what was it he says? So it's like Die Hard. Like, no, actually, no, not that film. That was definitely a deep travel on it. Oh.
Where am I looking for? Upcoming projects and that. What? Where is it? Oh, that's producer, that's a director. Self. No, I don't want to see self. I want to see him as an actor. Okay, maybe it wasn't, wasn't it?
No, I think it was just the one thing.
Just the one of them, isn't
it? I think it was just the one of them, wasn't it?
Fair enough.
But,
No, it was good. It was good, good.
It was good film.
Yep. Anyway.
Fat Thor.
I think that's us then.
I didn't like that, but it was funny.
I think that's us. We don't need to do another podcast ever again.
I know, that's it.
We've completed.
Yeah. Completed
it.
Aye.
Completed films.
Aye. Well, I was like, after walking out, I'm like, how can we talk about anything else?
I know.
That's it. Done.
Every other film's going to be like, hey, it was like a 3. It was like a 2.
It was so good.
Maybe a 1.
I can't believe how good it was. Like, that's...
I know.
Oh, man. It's better than Spider-Verse.
It was well better than Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse was crap compared to that.
In comparison, yes.
Spider-Verse is like an indie thing that lost its budget halfway through.
You know what,
compared
actually...
Compared to that.
No, never mind.
What, go and say it?
No, I was just going to say in this film, I feel like they were checking their budget a wee bit.
No.
No, like for the...
Massive budget.
No, like, but for like the beginning of the film... Me being the stupid guy that likes watching all the filmmaking things and techniques and stuff. The majority of the shots were like close-ups on faces with the background all blurred. The majority, they might show you one quick kind of, you know, of the scene. But like when Hawkeye's talking to Thingy.
That's because very close, the amount of CGI that needed to go into like Hulk and things like that.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, I think that's how they compensated. They've done a lot of very close-ups, blurring the background so it's not as hard. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I'm a saddo and I notice that kind of thing.
Mm.
But oh, it was good. Go and see it. I know you've already seen it. You shouldn't have been listening to this if you haven't seen it already, because it totally ruined it. But
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy that's how we end it.
Aye.
Yep. So until next time, if there ever is a next time, we're going to go and be depressed for the rest of our lives now. Bye.
Bye bye.